Buddhist cosmology establishes the cycle of the universe in the following way. First, there is a period of formation. Next, a period when the universe endures. Then a period when it is destroyed, followed by a period of void before the formation of a new universe. During the fourth period, that of emptiness, the space particles subsist, and it is from these particles that all the matter within a new universe is formed. It is in these space particles that we find the fundamental cause of the entire physical world. If we wish to describe the formation of the universe and the physical bodies of beings, we need to analyze the way the different elements constituting that universe were able to take shape from these space particles. It is on the basis of the specific potential of those particles that the structure of the universe and everything in it, planets, stars, sentient beings, such as humans and animals, have come about. If we go back to the ultimate cause of the material objects of the world, we arrive finally at the space particles. They precede the Big Bang, which is to say, any new beginning, and are indeed the residue of the preceding universe that is disintegrated. I am told that some cosmologists favor the idea that our universe arose as a fluctuation from what is termed the quantum vacuum. To me, this idea echoes the Kalachakra theory of space particles. From the point of view of modern cosmology, understanding the origin of the universe during the first few seconds poses an almost insurmountable challenge. Part of the problem lies in the fact that the four known forces of nature, gravitation and electromagneticism, and the weak and strong nuclear forces, are not functioning at this point. They come into play later, when the density and temperature of the initial stage have significantly decreased so that the elementary particles of matter, such as hydrogen and helium, begin to form. The exact beginning of the Big Bang is what is called a singularity. Here, all mathematical equations and laws of physics break down. Quantities that are normally measurable, such as density and temperature, become undefined at such a moment. Since scientific study of cosmological origin requires the application of mathematical equations and the assumption of the validity of the laws of physics, it would seem that if these equations and laws break down, we must ask ourselves whether we can ever have a complete understanding of the initial few seconds of the Big Bang. My scientific friends have told me that some of the best minds are engaged in exploring the story of the first stages of the formation of our universe. I am told that some believe the solution to what currently appears as a set of insurmountable problems must lie in finding a grand unified theory which will help integrate all the known laws of physics. Perhaps it can bring together the two paradigms of modern physics that seem to contradict each other, relativity and quantum mechanics. I am told that the axiomatic assumptions of these two theories have so far proven impossible to reconcile. The theory of relativity suggests that the accurate calculation of the precise condition of the cosmos at any given time is possible if one has sufficient information. Quantum mechanics, by contrast, asserts that the world of microscopic particles can be understood only in probabilistic terms, because at a fundamental level, the world consists of chunks or quanta of matter, hence the name quantum physics, which are subject to the uncertainty principle. Theories with exotic names like superstring theory or the M theory are being proposed as candidates for the grand unified theory. There is a further challenge to the very enterprise of obtaining full knowledge of the original unfolding of our universe. At the fundamental level, quantum mechanics tells us that it is impossible to predict accurately how a particle might behave in a given situation. One can, therefore, make predictions about the behavior of particles only on the basis of probability. If this is so, no matter how powerful one's mathematical formulas might be, since our knowledge of the initial conditions of a given phenomenon or an event will always be incomplete, we cannot fully understand how the rest of the story unfolds. At best, we can make approximate conjectures, but we can never arrive at a complete description even of a single atom, let alone the entire universe.